We are at the university. I'm here with Rebecca, and she has been very kind to share with us her reflections upon sense of place based on an activity we did in class last week. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Good afternoon.
First, if you could tell us a little bit about you and then something about your sense of place.
Okay. Well, I'm Rebecca. I'm 19. And I am on my second grade of comparative literature and general literature in the University Complutense of Madrid. And, well, this paper has made me discover that there was some experiences that I have never spoken of aloud. And when I was writing this essay, I realized that I had a brutal change of my sense of place, of my sense of home, when I was nine years old, because of my parents' divorce. And I had never ever like really thought about it, but now I realize that that change of not only environment, like I moved out of my father's house, but also the change of my parents' comportamientos, behaviors, like behaviors,
yes.
Like they really affect me, and they affect my way to see my home. And in this paper, I tried to discover whether I felt home at my actual home, that is in a village of Madrid, or if it was the people I got surrounded by, like my friends I met with 9 years old. And I'm still friends with some of them, but others, they are like ghosts now. So when I moved to my new home, I didn't have the time to think that my sense of home was changing, because my home wasn't always a good place to be, a good place to stay, because there were fights and things that that affect me personally. So anytime I left my house to be with my friends, that was my real home. And every time I spent, every day, every hour I spent walking around my village and walking up and down all the streets in my house, in my village, that was my real home, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I should talk about anything else. Like, that's mostly the thing I struggled with during this paper. And I want to read this little paragraph, if you mind. I write, "I think these roots I had grow brand new during my childhood were responsible of my sense of place nowadays. Do we have to travel every day since I study here in the city? I haven't lost this sense of belonging to my little extra radio town in which I grew up. I still breathe with relief when my bus arrives and it stops, and I can feel the cool, clean air blowing my hair." And that's what I think.
Well, thank you very much. The paper was fantastic, and then the honesty and to share all this with us. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.